the yama. The ease of the yama, as far as shekol ma sheish biyabosh yesh biyam chutz min achuda, means the ease, the goats of the ocean, who the bechishoi, nashes choferes biyam. They dig down in the yam with the horns to find fish, to find food. That was the fish that they saw. The yisle karna, and it has horns in it. Reb Yochanan Mishnah, Reb Yochanan was telling us over that Zim Nechoda one time had the Chazina Besvinta. He was also once going in a ship. The Chazina who Katalisa. He once saw a certain chest. We always say the stories, what the a gold chest he saw down down in the ocean. It's a ship sunk. And now the gold chest there. So he saw the katlis in the ocean. That inside it, mamish diamonds. Good stones. Avonim toivus umagolius, precious stones and diamonds. Fahadri law minid kavri. And around this chest of riches were a fish. Was circling around minid kavri type of fish. The mikri karsha. That's the name of the fish. Kach Shemoi. Its name is Karsha. So what they do, Nochis Bar Amoroi, a sea diver, went down there to try and get the chest. Shemoi says, Bar Amoroi means Odim Shadeh Losh Abamayim. A sea diver. Somebody knows how to go and dive down into the ocean. Lasuye, to try and get that chest. The Rogash, and Vice says, when he went down there, he moved, he touched the fish there. O Boy Lashamte. And he wanted to swallow up a boil of shamte la timune, and to swallow up the ship. Shabam says, Shabikish lachtach yunon benon. The boil, the shamte latimune. The fish wanted to grab hold of his leg. Shabam says, Shabikish lachtach yurechai. The fish wanted to, like, bite off the leg of the sea diver. So what did the sea diver do first? Shode zika, he threw there a flask, a barrel, to cholo of vinegar. Vinochis. And then the fish ran away. Rashbam says, "Chaymet ubarim reichai." When the fish smelled the vinegar, so the fish ran away. That's the way he saved himself. Nofek baskel, a baskel went out. Omalon said like this: "Ma'is luchu bahadi katalisa. What are you doing, trying to take away this chest of jewelry? Because you know who it belongs to. To the beisua, the Rab Chanina ben Daisa. This belongs to the wife of Rab Chanina ben Daisa. The yasida." That she's going to the shadyat chilta bo le tzaddikim liyalma diyasi. She's going to put chelus in this chest for the tzaddikim losa lovoi. Rashi is latznia boy. She's going to hide in this chest chelus, the blue dye that you use to make chelus for tzaddikim losa lovoi. Skip to the baskol, told this diver, you better get out of here, don't touch it. Rav Yehuda Hinduya. Rav Yehuda that came from Hinda, from India. He says, Hagdudoi, Tagim Shah Yushalmi. So the Mesur Shah says, some says the Tagim Shah Yushalmi. Shav Yashkimu Mutlusam in Anunya, Rashi Bagdushin, Rabbi Yehuda, Sandia, Mieras Kushi. Right? So it's a Shiloh, exactly what Hindu does it mean, Tag India, or does it mean Yushalayim? So I call upon this Rabbi Yehuda, Mishtoi was also telling us over that Zim Nechoda, one time it happened, Zim Nechoda, Hevi Yazlina Besavinta. We were also once traveling in a ship. V'chazino nahu even tovo, we saw a precious stone. Teheve hodolon tanino, that there was this big fish also surrounding around this precious stone, and we wanted to get it. Shpam says, chazino hu even tovo l'teich hamayim v'hodrulei tanino, and it was going around this big fish, we're going around to protect it. So again, nochis ba'amaroi, a diver, an ocean diver went down there. Liasuye, to go bring up this precious stone, is also tanina. So the bigger fish there, whatever the tanina, the big whale, could boil the mivla lola svintet, wanted to swallow up the whole ship. Well, he got angry. What are you doing? Come taking away the stone? He wants to come up and swallow up the whole fish, the whole ship. Is also pishknitzo. It came a certain bird. Pishknitzo. That's a bird. Rashbam. Pishknitzo means oruf. Nikeva, a female raven came, poskelaresha, it cut open the head of this big whale, and a safichu maya vevidoma, found all the water around there changed to be like blood. Skitzer madamais also. Yeah. Now, hodar, Rebbe Doma. Also Tanina Chavrei. So another big fish came by. Shaklei, he took the two pieces of the other fish, Vitalulei, and put them together. He put back the kits of the fish of the first whale and put them together again. Vachoy, he started to live again. Mechaya Mason. Now, Horda also, so again that fish, didn't learn his lesson, again the fish came again to swallow up the fish, the boat again. Horda also, again that fish came swimming up to swallow the boat. Koboyi Bolo Asrint, again it wanted to swallow up the ship. Again, Horda also, Tifra, again this raven came. Poskalaresha, again it snapped off its head. Shakluya Lahu Eventova, so finally the diver went down there, sea diver went down there, and got that stone, got that precious stone. What did he do with it? Shadu Lasvinta. He threw it onto a ship. He threw it aboard. He threw it up there. Shadu Lasvinta. Is Horda also? Heve Hani Tifre Malicha Bahadon. On the ship, they had some salted birds. They had there. They had some birds. They mashma that pushed was salted. They were dead. So they threw these stones on top of the birds. To see if it would make the birds become alive again. And that's what happened. Kach heaven. Is Asvinu al-Alabayu. They threw these stones on top of these two birds here. And Shaklu, Porchalu, Bahadur. The birds like to woke up, but the birds flew away with this heaven taifa. Skits, he didn't end up. He didn't end up with a stone. All these things. Also, very snakalo what these mice are here. Alright. Some all these mice are big yisaitis here. But Pipashas Rashbam says, after show is the godless of Hashem that there are such big creatures. By the Tana Rabbonin, Maisab Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Maisab with these two Tanoim, Shoyuboyim Vesvinu, they're both traveling in the ocean on a ship. Voye Rabbi Lezer Yoshin, Rabbi Lezer went to sleep. Rabbi Yeshua Neyer, Rabbi Yeshua woke up or was up that night. Nizdazu, all of a sudden he got a shivers, he got scared. Rashi says, Chorat Chorodim, Amasham Shukim, is Nizdazu Rabbi Yeshua, Venina Rabbi Lezer. So Yeshua started to shake, and Reb Lezer woke up. Omeles, Reb Lezer asked him, Maza Yeshua, Mifnei Ma Nizdazos, how come you're shaking? What are you so scared about? Omeles, so Reb Yeshua told him, listen, Mor Godori Sivayam, I just saw a tremendous light in the middle of the ocean. I'm afraid, what is it? Omeles, so Reb Yeshua, Reb Lezer told him back, Shema Einov Shalaviyosin Reyes, maybe you saw the eyes of Leviyosin. The Pasuk says, Einav Kafaf Veshachar, his eyes are almost bright, like the morning star. So that's Tzak who he saw, he thought he saw Leviyosin, saw the eyes of Leviyosin. Told to me, Barnosin, Zim Lechod another time, Hevi Kozlina B'Midbar. That year, Zim Lechod one time, Hevi Kozlina B'Midbar, was walking in the Midbar. Ve'vi atma de bisro b'hadon, and we had a piece of meat with us. Pischono, we opened up the piece of meat. Ve'nakarina, and when we cleaned it, we were menakar. We cleaned it. We took out the chaylev. We took out the gedanosha. Ve'anachno asve, and we put it down on top of our sov, on top of certain grass there. Adamai sinon tzivi halom. When we went to look for wood to bring it to try and roast it, atma to roast it. Ve'tovin. And it started to roast it. Rashi says, "Shenischabru yachet kibetchila." All of a sudden, by itself, the piece of meat got back together again. But still, he went to burn it. And they roasted it. Eski hadru in the bosa traced the yachishos, and they came back a year later. Heve yisva, chazinan lani gurmer devi komalachshe. He saw the way the coals were still burning. Mother Meister, the coals damage were burning for a full year. So Kiyasol the Kaim of the Mekhefer of Amay Mamali, who is for Simsri? That special grass was Simsri heavy, and that has a clear to put things back together again. And Hani Gumri the Rishkuma heavy, and these coals were from Rishkuma that they burned forever and ever. They burned for a full year. They don't stop. Pasul Bayivro Lekim as Ataninim Agdolim Hocha Tagima Azili Diyama. Here they say it means Ataninim Agdolim means Azila from the Yam. V'Yechonamano Zel Leviyosan. That's Leviyosan. That's called Ataninim. Nochosh Bereach Olivyosa Nochosh Aklison Shinema Vyemu Yifkar Hashem Bechorbo Yehakosha. Alright. So again, here they touched up what's Taninim? That's Azil, the Yomashram says it means Raimim Shebiyam. Raymen, what's Raymen? It's like a buffalo of the yam. That's what they say it was here. Nabiach Namazel Leviosin, that was Leviosin. Now Nochish Bariach, Shram says, who Leviosin Zocher? That's the male of Leviosin. The Zokavu Kabriach, he's like up like a Briach, like a beam. Oh yeah. Now Leviosin Nochish Aglaxon. Aglaxon, I said Leviosin Nekeva, that's the mate. That's the Nekeva. Yeshinema Biyomu Yivkar Hashem Bechovu Yehakoshu Tavais HaZakosh Ba'art. Kids said there were two Leviosins. There was a Zohar and a Nekeva. Amar Sun says, Om Rav Yudam Arav, Kol Ma Shebo Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yolomai Zohar Nekeva Borom. Whatever Hashem created, Hashem always created a male and a female. Is Af Leviosin, when Hashem created this big monster, the big sea monster, Leviosin, Nochash Bariach, that's the male, the Zohar, or Leviosin, Nochash Akroson, Zohar, and that's Nekeva. Is Zohar Nekeva Borom. Now, the Amolin is Kokokin, Zelazev, they would have lived together and have children. Machriven Kolelan Kuloi, with the three of them, the two of them, with that child, would have wiped out the whole world. So what did Hashem do? Ma also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sirus is a Zohar. Hashem made the Zohar a Sirus, took away his Beitzim, he can't have children. So he won't be able to live with the female. For Horak and Nekeva, and then secondly, he also killed the Nekeva. He didn't have to. Once he was, if he killed Nekeva, then he had to bother with the Zohar, we'll soon see. Kids, he did two things. Then he killed Nekeva. Hashem put away Leviosin, the Nekeva, the wife, Mrs. Leviosin, Hashem put her away for the Tzadik and Los Lovay. Shinema Vohorig Satanim Asher Bayam. Yeah. Now, Viaf Behemos Vohorig Elef, also the big animals that Mamish live, pasture on 1,000 mountains, is Zohar Nekeva Bar. Hashem created them also too. The Molin is Kok and Zelazev, these two animals would have lived together. His also Machriv and Kolalam Kul also destroyed the whole world. His Masakh is what Hashem do with these two behemoths, these two animals. Sirus HaZokhar, again, he was Masaris the Zokhar. Vitzinan Hanekeva. What's Vitzinan? And he put away, right, he hid the Nekeva. Vishomer LeTzadikim LaSlovoi. He's hiding her for Tzadikim also. Shinamar Hidden LaKoycha V'mosnov Zayischar V'yayna V'sriri. Yeah. Bitnoi, Zunikeva. For the Gemara, Hosam Nami Lisarsel Zohar, Lestinu Nekeva, Akram Aleviosin. What do you have to kill her for? Like, let him just hide her. And the Gemara, Dogim Fritzi. No, Dogim can't do that. If he wouldn't have killed the Nekeva, then the Zohar would have found the Nekeva. They have Fritzim together. For the Gemara, Levit Ipcha, let him do the opposite way around then. The boy is saying, on Nekeva, why didn't he kill the Zohar? And let the Nekeva stay alive. That's the kasha. See, boy is saying, Nekeva Mulicha Mauya. Once there is a female, Mrs. Leviosin, she'll taste much better salty. She can preserve Mrs. Leviosin than Mr. Leviosin. Therefore, Hashem took away the Nekeva. The boy is saying, Malkiva Nekseb Leviosin Zer. Yitzat Lasachik Boy, Tadi Nekeva Lavuchari. It's not like I said, like Hashem is playing with Leviosin, the one that's alive. So it's not nice that Hashem should be playing with the Nekeva. Therefore, Hashem left the Zohar stay alive and like killed the Nekeva. Yeah. Hokinami, for the Mara, Hokinami, Limnachol in the Nekeva. Let him also salt the Nekeva by the animals. And the Gemara, Kavri, Melichamalia. By fish, it's good to salt fish.